由麦亨牧师主讲，叶朗天即时传译兼主持的中英双语系列《天路导向》，提高你的英语水平，引导你的人生方向。天路导向，伴你同行。
Welcome, our listening friends.
亲爱的听众朋友，你好。
What a delight for us to know that you are tuned in to listen to this program.
我们很高兴你能够收听我们这个节目《天路导向》。
We are in the midst of a series of messages entitled The City vs. the Garden.
我们呢现在都仍然是一路讲紧一个的系列专题。这个系列专题的名字是叫做花园和城市。所谓花园呢，就是神所创造的花园伊甸园，而城市呢，就是人所建造的城市了。
I wanted to tell you that my field of study is social anthropology.
我很想呢，是告诉你，我在大学的时候主修的学科呢，是社会人类学。
And that is why I view events and changes in the world from that vantage point.
所以呢，我就可以从一个好有利的角度去观察世界大事和当中的各式各样的变化。
And the one thing that I have noticed throughout the world,
我一路呢都喺度留意住世界上边嘅一个好奇特嘅现象。
Is the speed by which the world is moving toward urbanization.
就是这个世界趋向都市化的速度呢，是非常之快的。
It is unprecedented in history.
那个的快速呢，是历史上前所未有的。
Let me explain to you what I'm saying.
让我呢，是在这里再详细地解释一下。
200 years ago, only 2.5% of the world's population lived in cities.
在200年前，这个世界上面只有 2.5% 的人口，是 2.5% 的人口呢，是住在城市里面的。
By 1970, 40% of the world's population lived in cities.
但是到了1970年呢，就已经有 40% 的人口，是 40% 的人口呢，是住在城市了。
At the beginning of the 21st century,Just under 80% of all citizens now live in urban areas.
到了21世纪初，即是我们刚刚踏入21世纪的时候，住在城市的人口差不多是占了全世界人口的 80% 了。
If you ask people the following questions, you will get predictable answers.
如果你向人提出以下的问题，你就会得到预期的答案。
Where do you find most of the pollution?
你问他哪个地方的污染最犀利呢？
In the city will be the answer.
对方呢，很可能就会答，是在城市污染最犀利的。
Where do you find most of the crimes?
你问他哪里的罪案是最多的呢？
In the city.
咁佢亦都可能会答你，就係城市嘅罪案係最多嘅。
Where do most people want to live?
咁跟住你再问佢，大多数嘅人係好想住喺边一度呢？
The answer is in the city.
咁个答案亦都好可能会係呢，喺城市嘅。
Many famous people who grew up in small towns will tell you that they could not wait to get out of their little town and move to the big city.
好多在小镇度长大的知名人士会告诉你，过去他是几咁期待能够尽早离开那些小镇，搬到去大城市那里。
There is an allure to city life.
城市的生活实在是很有吸引力的。
There is a glitter and glamour associated with the city.
城市带给人炎耀和魅力。
There is fame in the city.
城市里面有很多很有名气的人，很多很有名气的一些的事物。
There are opportunities to be anonymous in the city.
而你在城市里面同时亦都有机会是可以隐姓埋名的。
There is enough to keep you busy in the city.
城市足以令到你成日都好忙碌。
There is enough to keep your attention away from God in the city.
城市的生活是足以占据你的注意力而引开你对神的关注。
One of the greatest challenges of all time for the Christians in the 21st century.
对于21世纪的基督徒来讲，最大的挑战就是
is how to live in the city of man and yet look forward to the city of God.
就是住在城市，住在人所建造的城市，但是呢，却是定睛仰望神的城。
One of the greatest temptations of all times for those who love God.
历世历代对于那些爱神的人最大的考验呢，就是
is being able to enjoy God's creation and blessings without losing sight of their ultimate destiny.
就是一方面充分享受神的创造和赐福，而另一方面呢，却是没有忽略到人生终极的目标。
And that is not an easy challenge.
这一点呢，实在是一个不容易面对的挑战来的。
Why?
为什么我这样说呢？
Because most of us tend to love this life more than the life to come.
因为我们大部分的人呢，都是看重我们的今生，而不重视我们的来生的。
In fact, very few of us could say with the writers to the Hebrews 13:14.
事实上好少人能够好似希伯来书嘅作者咁样喺13:14嗰度。
For we have not here an abiding city。
喺嗰度讲到话，我哋喺呢度本来系冇常存嘅城。
But we seek after the city which is to come。
我哋乃系寻求嗰个将来嘅城。
All of us, young or old。
我哋无论系后生嘅定系年长嘅
，love to put our eternal future out of our minds，
都情愿咧系将有关于来生嘅事咧系抛诸脑后嘅。
A class of 9-year-old children were asked what they thought about eternity。
有人问一班九岁嘅细路仔乜嘢系永恒咧
？One little boy said，
其中一个细路仔咧就咁样讲。
When you die, they bury you in the ground, and your soul goes to heaven, but your body cannot go to heaven because it is too crowded up there.
佢就话咧，就系你死咗之后，俾人埋葬咗，然后你嘅灵魂就升到天堂，不过你嘅身体咧就唔能够去嗰度，因为嗰度已经太过挤拥啦。
A little girl said.
咁而一个嘅细路女咧就话。
Only the good people go to heaven. The other people go where it's hot all of the time, like the desert.
佢就话只有好人先能够上天堂嘅啫，其他人啊都要去一个成日都好热嘅地方，就好似喺沙漠一样。
But another little boy said.
咁而另一个嘅男仔就话
，Maybe someday I'll die.
可能有一日我会死嘅。
But I hope I don't die on my birthday.
但是我不希望我死在生日那天。
Because it's not fun celebrating your birthday if you are dead.
因为如果你死了，那你的生日会，你的庆生会就不好玩的了。
You see, there's confusion abounds even among believers.
你看看有多少那么混乱的想法，即使是在基督徒里面，都是一样的。
The vast majority of people in the Western culture think that when they die, they will all go to heaven.
绝大部分的西方人都认为自己死了之后是一定会上天堂的。
There are many popular books in the West that says that everybody is going to heaven.
西方的很多畅销书更加说人人都会上天堂。
Other believe that after they die, they will go on from life to life to life.
有些人就相信人死了之后是会投胎转世，生命是会不断地轮回的。
But the Bible makes it clear that only those who accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior will go to heaven.
但是圣经清楚地指出，唯有接受耶稣基督为救主和生命之主的人才可以进入天堂。
A friend of mine used to say,
我嘅一位朋友呢，时时都咁样讲。
Many people hope to be elected to heaven who are not even running for office.
好多人并冇参选，并冇从政，但系都希望自己能够被选入天堂嗰度。
Today, I want to talk to those of you who are going to heaven.
今日我要对嗰啲会进入天堂嘅人讲说话。
Today, I want to speak to those who are assured of heaven because of their faith and commitment to Jesus Christ.
今日我要对嗰啲因为相信又愿意委身俾耶稣基督而有把握能够进入天堂嘅人讲说话。
Let me review again what we have learned so far in our broadcasts.
嗱，让我哋咧喺呢度再一次重温翻我哋喺之前嘅节目里边讲过嘅一啲要点啊。
We saw how God's perfect will is for humanity to live in a garden.
我哋提过话神完美嘅旨意咧，就系让人住喺花园里边，就系神所创造嘅伊甸园里边。
But man built a city.
但是人自己却是建造城市。
Primarily to run away from God.
他们建造城市就是为了要去逃避神。
The consequences were the destruction of the flood.
那结果呢就带来了洪水毁灭这个大地。
Then Noah repopulated the earth.
那然后挪亚在世上就再度繁殖后代。
But one of his descendants by the name of Nimrod built the Tower of Babel.
但是他有一个的子孙呢就是叫做零六，他呢就是建立巴别塔的。
The tower was a temple for the worship of the zodiac.
而这个的巴别塔呢是用来去拜星象和黄道十二宫的。
The consequences of that were confusion and babbling.
咁结果咧就带嚟咗变乱口音同埋一片嘅混乱啦。
Then we saw in the last broadcast how God overruled the foolishness of man and provided a temporary city。
咁喺上集嘅节目里边，我哋就讲到神介入人愚蠢嘅行为里边，于是咧就俾咗人一个暂时性嘅城市。
This city was earthly Jerusalem, dedicated to the worship and honor of God.
而这个城市就是世上的耶路撒冷，专用来去敬拜神、尊崇神的。
But even the temporary city is now permanently rejected by God.
但是这座暂时性的城市呢，去到今时今日，亦都已经被神完全丢弃了。
Why?
为什么我这样讲呢？
Because its inhabitants rejected God in human flesh.
因为这座的城市里面的居民，他们拒绝道成肉身的神。
And on a hill not far away from Jerusalem.
在距离耶路撒冷城不是很远的一座山上面。
God in human form was crucified.
主耶稣基督成为了人，他被钉死在十字架上面。
From that moment on,
由那一刻开始，
The New Testament moves away from earthly cities.
新約聖經就將我哋嘅眼光從世上嘅耶路撒冷
to a heavenly city called the New Jerusalem.
轉向一座新嘅城，就係天上嘅耶路撒冷城啦。
God never goes back.
我哋嘅天父，我哋嘅神係從來都唔會走回頭路嘅。
God moves forward.
我们的神是总是向前走的。
We will begin by looking at Hebrews 13:9-16.
让我呢是跟大家去朗读新约圣经希伯来书13:9-16, 是新约圣经希伯来书13:9-16, 请听我读出。你们不要被那诸般怪异的教训勾引了去。因为人心靠恩德坚固才是好的，并不是靠饮食。 那在飲食上專心的，從來沒有得著益處。我們有一祭壇，上面的祭物是那些在帳幕中供職的人不可同吃的。原來牲畜的血被大祭司帶入聖所作贖罪祭，牲畜的身子被燒在營外，所以耶穌要用自己的血叫百姓成聖，也就是城門外受苦。這樣我們也當出到營外，就了他去，忍受他所受的凌辱。我們在這裡本沒有常存的城，乃是尋求那將來的城。我們應當靠著耶穌，常常以重讚為祭獻給神，這就是那承認主名之人嘴唇的果子。只是不可忘記行善和捐書的事，因為這樣的祭是神所喜悅的。
There are some who think that we will go back to animal sacrifice in the earthly Jerusalem.
有人以为世上的耶路撒冷将会恢复翻以动物献祭这种的敬拜形式。
Can you imagine that after God sacrificed himself, the greatest sacrifice of all?
你能不能够去想象啊，当神已经为我们牺牲了他自己成为最伟大的祭品之后，我们还需要献动物为祭吗？
Because God does not go back to the shadow after revealing the reality.
因为当那个的真正的像是实现了之后，我们还必须需要作为预表的影子呢？
Our eyes must be fixed not on the earthly Jerusalem, but on the heavenly Jerusalem.
我们的眼光不应该放在属世的耶路撒冷，而应该定睛在天上的耶路撒冷。
The New Jerusalem is what the Bible calls heaven.
新耶路撒冷就是圣经所讲的天堂了。
The New Jerusalem is the destiny of all who love the Lord Jesus Christ's appearing.
新耶路撒冷是所有爱慕耶稣基督再回来的那些的信徒，他们人生终极的目标。
The New Jerusalem is the place where believers will spend eternity with God.
新耶路撒冷是信徒和神永远同在的地方。
And the New Jerusalem will be the subject of my last message in this series.
而新耶路撒冷亦都是我这个系列信息的最后一讲了。
I hope you will not miss it.
我希望你唔好错过。
It will be an encouragement to your heart.
呢一个嘅新耶路撒冷呢一个嘅讲论呢，将会成为你心灵嘅鼓舞嘅。
Those who are redeemed by the Lord Jesus Christ,
嗰啲已经得到耶稣基督救恩嘅人
，are now living in earthly cities.
今日虽然系住喺世上嘅城市里边。
They are commissioned by our Lord to be light in the darkness of the city of man.
但是神差派他们在人类黑暗的城市里面成为明灯。
They are commissioned by the Lord to be salt in the rotting society of man.
神差派他们在人类腐败的社会里面成为盐。
They are commissioned to make Jesus known to the dwellers of every earthly city.
神差派他们向世上每一个城市里面的居民去传扬耶稣基督。
They are commanded to be busy and occupy until Jesus comes back again.
在主再来之前，他们受命要殷勤工作。
those who follow Jesus are instructed to show their true witness until he comes back.
在主再来之前，主指示跟从他的人要为他作见证。
We are told to be in the world, but not of it.
圣经教导我们要住在这个世界，却不要属于这个世界。
We are told by our Lord to be faithful and diligent in all that we do.
主教导我们凡事都要忠心，要殷勤。
Without losing sight of our ultimate destiny.
但是却是不要失落了人生终极的目标。
We are reminded again and again not to get too comfortable in man's city.
我们不断被提醒在人的城市里面不要贪图享乐。
We are not to forget about our real home.
千祈不要忘记了我们真正的家乡。
I want to give you five reasons as to why true Christians are apt to forget about the heavenly Jerusalem.
让我提出五个理由去说明，即使是真正的基督徒，有时都会忘记了天上的耶路撒冷的。
We will not be able to cover them all today, but tune in next time to get the rest.
我们呢，未必够时间完全讲晒这五点，但请你记得在下次节目里面收听。
But here are the five.
但是呢度呢就系嗰五个嘅理由啦。
One.
第一点就系
Many have a false perception of the heavenly Jerusalem.
好多人对天上嘅耶路撒冷有错误嘅观念。
Second.
第二点就系
Many yield to the allure of what is seen on earth.
好多人眷恋世上所见到嘅事物。
Third,
第三点就是
Many of the churches have taken on a worldliness style.
很多的教会沾染了世俗的风气。
Four,
第四点就是
Many succumb to the overwhelming pressures of life.
很多人因为生活的重担而屈服。
And fifth,
第五点就是
There are many false teachings regarding heaven.
有好多关于天堂嘅错误嘅教导。
Let's cover some of those five today.
嚟让我哋咧嚟讲讲当中嘅一啲嘅理由啊。
First, I want to tell you about the false perception of the heavenly Jerusalem.
首先，让我话俾你听，对于天上耶路撒冷嘅一啲错误嘅观念。
There is a great distortion about what heaven is like.
对于天堂的描述时时都出现严重的歪曲。
If I believe that distortion, I would not want to be there either.
如果我相信了这些误导的说话，我相信我也都不会愿意去天堂了。
Sitting on a cloud, playing a harp, wearing halos.
头戴着光环，手弹着竖琴，坐在云端。
And looking very cherubic.
一副呢好似是天使咁样嘅模样。
These are not what heaven is all about.
但係呢个绝对唔係天堂嘅情景嚟嘅。
These things are a distortion of the heavenly city.
呢啲都係对于嗰个天上城市嘅曲解。
Streets of gold, pearly gates, and 24 hours of boring church services is a distortion of what heaven is like.
黄金的街道、珍珠城门、24小时不断的那种沉闷的礼拜，这个呢也都是对天堂实况的歪曲来的。
But the truth is this.
但是事实的真相就是
The heavenly city is so awesome.
就是天上的城是令人肃然起敬的。
The heavenly city is so magnificent.
天上的城是实在令人叹为观止的。
The heavenly city is so indescribable.
天上的城是实在令人难以用笔墨去形容的。
That God told us very few things about it.
甚至神话给我们听的东西也都不是很多。
And the reason God did not tell us a lot about the heavenly Jerusalem is this.
而神之所以不话给我们听太多关于天堂的事呢，
Many of us would be jumping over skyscrapers to get there.
是因为我们很可能会干脆从摩天大厦那里一跳就跳了下去，希望可以立刻上到天堂。
And that is if we knew the full story.
而这个呢，就是当我们可以得知天堂全面的真相的时候。
The best of what we have here on earth cannot possibly be measured by the awesomeness of heaven.
我们在世界上所得到最好的东西，都是远远比不上天堂几咁嘅奇妙的。
Think of what excites you the most here on earth.
试想一下在世界上是有啲咩事会令到你最兴奋嘅呢？
And then magnify it a billion times.
然后呢，你将佢倍增到亿万倍咁多。
And you still cannot get a glimpse of heaven.
而你就会发觉，即使系将呢样嘢倍增亿万倍，你都仍然冇办法去望一望天堂嘅端倪。
In Philippians 1:23, Paul calls it far better.
腓立比书一章廿三节嗰度，保罗话嗰个实在系好得无比嘅。
We have a false perception of the heavenly city that distorts its image。
我哋抱住对天堂错误嘅观念而曲解咗佢嘅真相。
I want you to tune in next time, and I will tell you more about why Christians are likely to forget about the heavenly city。
请你继续收听我哋下一集嘅节目。我要继续去同你讲论点解基督徒会忘记咗天上嘅耶路撒冷呢？
Until then, I wish you God's richest blessing.
愿神大大赐福俾你。我哋呢个时间一齐听呢首歌啊！只有你永恒的主。
谁知心痛苦？谁解心里忧？谁可于这刻伴我身边诉？只有你永恒的主，每一刻等待静听心声。谁牺牲富足？谁舍尊降卑？谁于漆黑中让每点光照遍？只有你永恒的主，出光辉令我温暖。人海中常失落，每天感到压迫苦困，还愿你每天也纪念。求恩主启迪，使我能知道你是永恒，你是盼望，常在我心。
亲爱的听众朋友，好多谢你收听这一集的天路导向。在你听的过程当中，如果你有任何的问题或者任何的感想，都欢迎你来信和我叶朗天和麦克牧师去分享的。信封面只要写电台所广播的通讯地址就可以了。好了，我们这集的节目时间来到这里，下集再会。